Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi guys, it's your boy Mayor Kum, the Mayor of Lagos, and I just sipped tea with Temisa on Tea with Tay. Let's go, baby. Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Tea with Tay Pod, the only podcast that brings you the tea as it is hot. And speaking about tea, of course, we're proudly sponsored by Lipton, my faves. My guest today is a superstar with no scandals. He's a singer, songwriter, and a pianist. My guest today is Adewale Mayowa Emmanuel, popularly known as Miyokun. Please put your hands together for my guest, Miyokun, babe. Intro.
That intro. I didn't know you were going to get the
government name. I mean, I did do my research now. How far now? How are you feeling today?
I'm chilling. Oh, this feel is great, though.
This is the second time that we're actually having tea.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I came to you, that time I never knew what I'd do with my life. But you obliged me, so thank you for that time.
Thank you for coming to that time. I was actually a fan of the team.
Thank you so much. I'm actually a fan of you. I think you're funny. If you're not doing music, you could have been a comedian. So my bro, like, you know, we know you as, I think we know Miyokun. We know the guy that gives us hits. But I don't think we know Adewale Mayowa as much. How would you describe that guy?
I'll say he's a soft guy. It's just that everybody has stories. Just so he probably grew up not so soft, but deep inside, he's a very soft guy.
But is Miyokun different from this soft guy?
I mean, man, you know the way people see you from your first hit is like it covers you throughout your entire career. So I came in like that too. So I'm really not different from, because I came in as a soft guy.
Okay, let's get into it. I'm very curious still, right? I want to know about growing up. So you grew up with your mom who's an actress and your father is in music as well.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of childhood that you had. You were around talent anyway. Did it inform the person that you have become? Tell me about your childhood.
My dad, I won't say my dad was very strict, because if he ever laid his hand on me, it would have been once.
Right.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Ever. But my mom, steady. That one, you do something, but my dad, and the only time he touched me was because I had like some issue with a girl. I was very young. That was when I had like my first major woman lesson. Don't put your hands on women. That was just...
Oh, so you had fought with a girl?
Yeah, but I was fighting for my rights though. But my partner, finished me.
Right.
Like, so yeah, but we had fun. We had fun. We're not like the richest people in the world, but we had fun. And we had like our down times and everything. Mm-hmm. But as a family, we went through that, but we came out fine.
So, like, what was it like growing up with a mom who was an actress and a father who was in music? Like, what kind of influences do you guys have at home? Like, how many siblings do you have?
I have just two. We are three, though.
Right.
I have a brother and a sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just three. Now, my sister came in, like, like, to my sister now, I'm probably, like, an uncle.
That's how young she is.
Yeah, she's like 16.
Right.
Yeah. No uncle passed away, because myself, I never heard like that, but yeah, you get the drift.
You know, when I see your videos now and the kind of cruise where you catch for Snapchat and, you know, TikTok, I'm trying to understand the kind of kid that you were. Were you like a clown, a troublesome kid? Because, I mean, for your mama to you every other time.
Yeah, I think my mom was just like a victim of our own type of childhood, like our own times too. Mm-hmm. I think their own times.
Did it be speaking?
Everybody know that one for Africa. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe people, where they try form woke now.
Yes.
But that time, you cannot tell me that they don't flog people in your house or in your school. Or, do you guess? Yeah, but my mom, we didn't used to like me and my brother, we didn't like the, yeah, my man, an actress tag.
Why?
We don't, we too free. We don't like all those.
Yeah.
I hate to be, what's it called? I hate going somewhere and I'm treated different. Not because you like me, because my mother is.
Yeah. So you wanted to be free and.
Yeah, like in my university, I was, for like 4 years, people who had to go to school every day, no, saying that this person be my mom.
Intentionally?
Yes, that one, very intentional. Some, I think my mom came one time, she brought food or something, then one girl saw her. If you see her around, to that girl, say, I'm not
big.
Oh, try, he's big, yeah, because bro, I just my close friends that come home with me.
Yeah.
No, my like, but the other ones, I don't want all that. So, yeah. So, I never grew up with that actress son.
Tell me about secondary school.
Hey!
I like that shout. So
I was the shortest. Let's start from there.
How short were you?
Shortest.
Like, so, first of all, that's already a problem.
Imagine the old school.
So, they could single you out from anywhere.
Plus, my name now is Adewale. So, like, on the, if the school has, like, a list of names, I'll be top three.
Right.
Johnson.
Especially for WAEC and all
those. So, I'm very noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
So, even that my mom stuff, too, I didn't bring it to that place. I was just...
What secondary school did you go to?
Living Spring.
Where that one day?
They are good. I trying to... Like last idea.
But is that good? That's not a bad thing now.
No, I'm just saying now. Mm-hmm. It's not what's the name of all those schools. It's not those ones. Yeah.
Unilag.
Yeah. Unilag.
Unilag.
Yeah.
Because I heard that you were in Unilag before I got.
Yes, sir.
What was it?
I thought you went to Unilag.
I did.
What year?
I was in history. I entered 2012, I left 2016.
2012. Ah. Okay. I entered like 2009.
Mm. So you probably finished by the time I was entering.
Yeah, but we're supposed to finish
2013.
But strike.
Yes.
And Jah don't do me, man. Mm-hmm. Strike was like 8 months.
But you went through school, you finished and yes, everything.
Right? I saved.
Well, when did the music start for you? Was it before then, before Unilag or like secondary school?
Oh, I've been doing music ever since. Like, if you grew up with my parents,
right?
There's art everywhere. It's like, today my dad is painting something, tomorrow is drumming, today is singing, my mom is acting. So there's no way music or one of those things won't crawl into me or my brother. But I've been doing music, or I've been in love with music ever since I was a kid. But I just didn't have, like, resources to go to a studio. But I used to write songs. I have, like, book. I think they sing.
And your parents encouraged it, obviously, because they were
creative. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't even very hard. So it was just my mom that was, at some point, she was becoming very skeptical. Like, at the point where I met David,
mm-hmm.
she was just giving me some kind of advice where I looked at her. If those person give you this advice,
you
know, go do this thing where you do. But all in all, I understood what she was saying. I understood where she was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why my head got it where when I joined. So
So after school, you went to banking, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the plan? Are you going to continue your banking career, or that after some point of making money, you're going to go back into music?
If I'm being very honest, I think at that point, I already gave up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what music had that time.
From the time I don't the drum, where nobody see me. If not you, you go tired. You go tired.
And we didn't have social media back then too.
Yeah, like.
To push.
Plus, no matter how small the money was that time, I still needed money to do it that I didn't have. So, I was just maintaining the talents, basically just writing songs, keeping songs, making freestyles. But it wasn't looking like I could turn to Michael Jackson. Like, it didn't just...
So at some point, you don't already give up, say, you know what, let me get a career.
I left a four-unit class one time like this and went to perform at some show in school. Then I did that, I missed that class. So my CD, you know, played right in front of the stage.
Oh, you go do show?
Yeah, like I go perform for one show like that.
Why? Did you not download the music inside the CD of it?
That time, blast the music, don't they move? So they've stopped using CDs.
Right.
I think the guy said we should have brought flash, but now CD we get. The guy said if you try this thing, say it don't work, say we go embarrass and we tell ourselves, ah, we don't try, it didn't work. We embarrassed ourselves.
So what happened after that? They don't pay your money or what happened after that?
So then they pay for sure that time. Who knows?
But you know, like you were already singing, right?
Yeah.
So do you have any, were you already popular in school?
No. I was a book. Like my music journey is crazy.
Okay.
Like none of the people I used to move with that time could have said, are we doing this now?
Oh, so you were a serious student?
When my GP won't crash loud, I don't go serious.
Wait, miss, if I had that GP issue, please.
Yes,
how bad did your GP get?
So you won't understand this story if I don't tell you.
Okay, so there's a part, there's some students, especially very creative students,
yeah,
like me, Sha. I know, say, I do the creative thing outside to the point where I can see the GP blessing at one point something.
Yeah. I know, man. I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
I know about that.
You don't know, bitch. Like
nah,
that.
But it's bad. It's bad because me, I was an art student all through. But when I was...
What course did you study?
Accounting.
Right.
But I was an art student in secondary school, but I had to like switch to accounting the last...
Did you want to do accounting or they chose it for you?
No, somebody just said, bro... You are wiser when you are older. Somebody said, if you do accounting, you can work anywhere. And that was it. Because, like I said, that freedom, I don't want to be... So when I heard, you can work here, you can work there, you can, as an accountant, let's do that one. And it was just accounting. I just needed to learn accounting. I was already doing government and all that as an art student. So, yeah. So my first year, you know, like at that account where I just learned is still fresh. So like my first semester, like 4.0 or something.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
And so you do book?
4.0, say 4.0, because 4.0 is just all B's.
4.0 is all B's?
All B's, yeah.
What does that, wait.
You've got you like now. 4 B's, like.
Oh, yeah, right.
All B's, rather.
Right. But that's still a very high grade for somebody who...
So I got carried away. I thought that was how easy the thing was. So I was delving into
other things.
Music and... When they knocked me on 2 points, something like the second semester, I had like 2.2. Then CGPA like 3.3. I looked like I don't come out for...
Second class upper.
I pursued that second class upper till I graduated.
Oh, so you finished with 2-1?
2-2, my bro. Because that 2-2 of us carry.
I couldn't be surprised. You reach your turn, you collect 2-1. For what?
Nah, but my 2-2 is very dramatic and sad.
How?
3.49.
That's very sad.
I wept my eyeballs out.
Wait, what did your parents think about that?
You, my mom. You know, I told you I don't do that. My mommy, that day. When I needed an A in my project. I had a B. I called my mama.
So come on,
come help me beg one man. Like, oh, that man agree. I can remember, that man. Is that my camera?
Yes.
You go watch this thing.
What if his name? Call him out.
If I say his name, which begging we know beg, bro?
We can just push you into the A.
Zero. So, you know how they make that list now? That graduation list, that 2-1, 2-2. Instead of my name to be the last name on the 2-1 list, my name can't be like the first on the 2-2.
And nobody could know since that 3.49.
Something where they know they write for the... I was devastated. But my mom said, you be like saying, I'm so God want that, bro. I cry again.
And that was the time when there was this, like, if you wanted to get a job,
Bro, you are done.
It was strict.
You are out.
If you didn't have a 2-1,
bye.
So post-student lag, did you have to sit with yourself and say, you know, I said, I don't finish school now. This music thing, get a CBO, maybe go find a job. How did you get the job?
Actually, people won't believe this story too. I actually passed my, what's it called? Interview. Because I did like...
Oh, you went to the interview through at the bank?
Yeah, I went to like a face-to-face interview. I was interviewed by the... What was he at that time? I think it was the branch manager or something. Those they fire me questions on. And now working hall, like banking, they go on. Mm-hmm. Just they fire me questions on it. And I passed it. But I thought I was getting like a mad job. I didn't know now my suffering continues.
Please tell me about working in the bank. You know, that's one experience I wanted to have, because all my friends who once we finish school, they could do one training job before, you know, they don't enter bank. Everybody thought that the bank was going to be.
I thought so too, to be honest.
You thought you were probably going to have a career in banking?
Yeah, because I was doing, at some point I was doing, what's this thing called? ACCA.
What's it called?
The chartered, I was trying to do.
That has many levels.
Yeah. That one that when you do it, you get like certified in the UK, Oxford Brookes.
Right, like, right.
I was doing that too because I really thought that, if music know they go, man, we can just focus on this, man. Yeah. Then the video just happened. Everything else.
No, but I still want to know about your phase in bank. How long did you do banking for?
About a year.
So were you working like on the counter?
No. This kind of bank work, and I know go get stable and chill.
Please explain.
I basically didn't have a seat.
So what was your
position? What they call it DSA or DS something. I forgot it was
like marketing. Some order for the bank. You know, say get some people waiting back when we say, you know, this will not get chair and table, sha. They just a busy sha.
He said how much? Nah, I would like if they rank like workers, I'm like right above the Omojo. So I know Omojo finish, bro.
Yeah, because you don't graduate.
One time when somebody sent me, make I go buy Shena Amala or something, and I looked it. Small Omojo.
Oh, wait, they do for bank. Stop. With all that suit and tie.
Now for the place where they carry the amala, they look say, what the hell am I? Like, now back
this my life. This
one. I be in a... Anyway, yeah.
So, but whilst you're in the bank, you're also doing music on the side.
I used to write music to sleep. Like, sometimes I'm crying and writing song to sleep like this.
You're crying from the frustration of working in the bank but wanting to be a musician?
Yes. Like, my friend, I used to have this friend. I still have him. Ima, we used to work in the bank together.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, now and now, the live witness of this thing, I'm telling you. I write song for bed, like, the cry, the verse. Because every time I come back from the bank like this, I'm angry, bro. It's like, I needed therapy at that time.
Hmm.
I was angry.
When did the miracle happen? Because so you recorded a cover.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And Davido saw it.
Yeah.
Please tell me that experience. Because this is you who was working in the bank,
mm-hmm.
who's trying to figure out the music, who's not exactly sure that it's going to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, OBU is on your tail.
Oh my.
Did you expect the cover to even do that well? To the point where?
No. So one of my mom's friends. One of my mom's friends gave me an iPhone 6 that time. But an iPhone 6 with like 16 gig. Yeah. Or something. Or the smallest size, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have like space. So I had that video on it. So I wanted to delete it to free up some space.
Mm-hmm.
So something just told me to post it on Twitter, yeah. So yeah, at least you go to Twitter if you know they're your phone. I posted it. I ended up not deleting it. But I just saw my phone buzzing. Inside bank, where the vessel.
Oh, now you see the inside bank?
Yes, now. There was one weekend I went for my ACCA
classes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So every time I do that, I don't come back to the island. I stay on the mainland. So at my friend's place, I saw a keyboard. I just, So I just did one or two. That's how I had that video. Oh, man. The video followed you. The video liked you or something. Then my guys from, like, my area, I don't see their comments on that. Something. Say, ah, I'm mad. Something. My mom. Comment. If you go back there, you see it. If you go back to my Instagram, you see it.
Did she call you? Because so I can imagine her in wherever she was, say, my pekin.
Nah, but as happy as she was still giving me some kind, like, she was saying things
advice.
Like, oh, it should not be that, oh, this guy just wants that song good. That you should not go and Jones and think,
but at
he
that
wants
point,
to sign you or something. That time, he never even say anything about signing. But my mom just told me that I should be careful because me, I was already writing my resignation letter.
But you don't even say that, oh, come over.
I don't even want to do bank anything again.
As you don't validate
you. I don't
tire,
bro. I don't do.
So what happened next? He reaches out and... But was the first conversation about signing or just even just meeting and working together?
The first thing that guy told me was that I want to sign you. I think if you Google the conversation, you probably find it. Because I posted it some time ago. Come, I want to sign you or something. That was like the first. For the chat, I sent the wrong WhatsApp out of excitement. Another WhatsApp, I said, you did the chat, you could see.
So how did you correct that WhatsApp drama?
It was just a number, like the last number I just changed.
So how did you... I want to know how you felt, because this is you who probably was stylishly giving up this career.
Yeah.
And now, one of the biggest artists from the time is trying to sign you. What was your reaction? How did that make you feel? Did you resign after that conversation?
No, so many things happened even before Davido, for that caused like my own resignation.
Right.
I had one issue with one big person. I passed for the bank now, big person.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just kept on looking at me like, oh, well, you don't mess up. You don't mess up.
You don't talk about the issue.
What was the issue though? They changed like resumption time. Let's say we resume like 7:15 or something. Mm-hmm. Because that woman was going to come throughout that week. They changed it to 7:10 or something. But me, in my head, it's still 7:15. So I came like maybe 7:16 or something. So I didn't understand how she was so... You know, when she did talk that day, you go to say I come like 9 o'clock or something. But me, she don't talk. I don't see anything. But as she won't come, I just drop one.
Eh? This fellow about ready to walk.
I drop one. Even my back. Friend who I invite come to work with, now through me, the guy look me say,
yeah? I'm not leaving though.
But yeah, I had to go still. But at that time, it was perfect timing because as I was leaving, I met David like the next month.
Tell me about the journey from meeting David and signing with DMW.
I mean,
tell me the first meeting. Tell me about the first meeting.
The first meeting.
Because I'm looking at you as Miyekun now.
Now, yeah.
But Adewale with the hustle that time.
Where they come, yeah. He thought he was free man. He thought he was my brother too. He thought free man was you.
Yeah. Was Freeman also doing music?
I mean, all of us just the guy that sing, man. There's no...
Oh, so your brother said they do the music? Okay.
Even till now, he still does like backups, writing and all those things.
So there's a whole musical family.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way you grew up in that
setting.
And not... Like, some days ago, I sent them like clips from a video shoot I went to do.
Right.
Then my sister sent her... It's like a family group. My sister sent her make... She did makeup for somebody in her school. My dad sent like some painting. He just did like some wicked. Do you understand? So it's our house,
creative
now,
space. Yeah.
He's just creating things and. Yeah.
So. Now that you've mentioned your father, what was your father's disposition in all of this? Because he was also in music.
He's the calm one, don't worry.
He was excited for you.
Yeah. Is that what you want to do? You don't, but he trusts my judgment.
Right.
He knows that I'm not a stupid boy.
Right.
So. He will just tell you, I think my mom still thinks I'm used to be.
But my dad believes, he trusts my judgment a lot more than my mom. So yeah.
Okay, so please take me back to the first meeting.
He thought Freeman was me. We're just there. He stylishly asked me if I wanted girls or something. And I look out for face.
This is what I came here for.
I don't even know where the studio is in this house. And that's supposed to be the office or something. Mm-hmm. Point me where studio there.
Oh, so you just want to call record, say,
bro,
let's go.
I don't know how to explain it. I just want to leave my current situation.
Right.
When the same old pack come.
On a pack enter.
Are you day wine? No. I pack another like six boys come again. Same thing, Dremel be like,
Oh, so you guys had a house that the talents were staying.
Yeah. So we're there for like
sort of an academy, right?
Yeah, like it wasn't an academy vibe, mm-hmm. but I kind of like we just living.
Right. So from then on it was songs after songs recording.
Yeah, we started growing the space. This one don't blow now, end of the day. Yeah, like, so everybody started moving. And the way David set it up, I think it was even like a year and a half before people started getting their own places, getting their own cars. Then people started settling in.
So from your sets, you met a group of other young people who were trying to do music,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So eventually you guys started blowing and growing. And
yeah.
I want to know the process for the music, right? So you move into the house. How long from that time did you get your first single? Or how did you even choose the first single that went out?
So
that's Eleko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other time I was talking about crying and writing something. There was a particular song I had in mind when I was saying that. So that was the song I had written before I met David. So I recorded that song and I recorded. But Eleko was the first one I recorded. But for some reason, that Eleko, everybody done the sing out for the first day. Blessing that the first day.
Mm-hmm.
The first day I met Davido, the first day was when I did that song. So I don't know. You probably could tell that because they play beats die without they sing on all the beats. Like,
oh, so you were so hungry that any beats we call, you could drop them.
See, bro, it's like we had the beats at home before. We just sing on all the beats. They play one, we sing, get one song. And me and my brother, now we got our right time. So me and I'm the singer. He boss everybody else the album. And I don't write this one. No worry. My head, I can't.
So you write that fast?
Yes. We've written, we had best songs before we met him. We had best tracks, that we don't have beats, though.
Yeah.
But we write them.
But, you know, it's also a tricky thing for you to choose the right song that will blow you.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come to the decision of choosing that song?
I think David and some other, B-Red too. To be honest, there was one time, I think we dropped the song a day before it was supposed to drop because of B-Red. I remember B-Red just driving in that. Omo, that's, oh, I never dropped that song. Mr. Frank, you guys uploaded. Bro, we just started chopping up and down because we got it like maybe 5 days ago or some weeks ago. The whole house, not the singer, the chef, the cleaner, don't they? If you wake up, we'll be saying, I'm waiting.
Did they listen to?
Follow me.
Just
one of our chefs.
Right.
But yeah, based on vibes and the way it was moving in the house,
mm-hmm.
we chose that song and
you ran with it.
Yeah.
So this song comes out and it hits the airwaves and it's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, I don't think people understand what it is to get your first hit. Because nothing has changed. I see the guy in DMW still a small lead there with the hustle.
Same.
But for the rest of the world, your music is everywhere. Please tell me about that experience of finally realizing that, oh my, bless it, this song where I dropped on blow.
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I never thought I was blown until 2017. And even what I felt in 2017 was this song, Don't Blow, not
I don't blow.
Yeah.
Why didn't you feel that way?
Like I said, it's like a hunger thing.
Right.
That thing, like, as at the time when that my song had 1 million views on YouTube in 7 days, I was still going to places performing that song that people do not know it.
Right. So you had to do the work.
Me now, the old force, I like it. You guys are going crazy that the song did 1 million. But I have to see it, like I have to feel it. The first time I ever felt like that was Mama. That was the first time. I think somebody had a video, like you see it in my face, the realization for my eye. Because somebody was making a snap randomly at that time. You see it in my face. See, this guy just blew for like.
But what does that do to you as an artist who has been struggling for the longest time? I also want to know that the mental state that an artist would be when they finally realize that
I'm the
guy, yo. As it did like this now. So if you go to Zamfara, they are probably playing this song.
Mm-hmm.
Does it change you? Does it make you want to do more? Does it give you a certain level of a call ABC?
I think that's when you appreciate humble beginnings, like the way you grew up.
Yes.
Me, I've all my life that humble beginning, like just like the thing not really there. You just the jam up. So I've never ever felt, oh, this is one thing. But the musical, like I got this, there are too many instances like I've said to myself that, oh, this music is actually doing something.
What were your parents' reaction? Your neighborhood, where you grew up?
Ah, no buzz for them.
Please tell me your mom's reaction to Eleko when it became a hit.
My mom did a photo shoot.
On your behalf.
I just came back on that. I just see one picture which they carry a call for the picture. Wait till they go. Like,
I love
still,
it.
Till today, she still does something that they are not. I didn't approve that.
Yeah.
That's
but
that woman don't do them on her own. Like, nah, she do them. I don't know. Wait till she make up or everything. Like, she,
yes.
Like, I said, she did come out.
Yes.
Carry a cut. I guess what? She never sold that thing before. It's just music as like metaphoric somehow.
Yeah.
She took it literal. Carry the cut for her like this. Say, yeah, I'm the mother that sells. Still going.
Tell me about going back home after. So, because you're camped in DMW, right?
Yeah.
And your song don't blow. Mm-hmm. And then they see you for TV. The music video's out there. And you walk into the hood. What was your reaction? Like,
if I be honest, I never went back to the hood.
Jesus.
No, not like I didn't go back.
Okay.
But I never went back to the hood. Like, just like a regular guy. Like, the next time I went back to that place, now show we go to. Now, scatter, new place.
Scatter. Like, because they know you from
you there. Not even loud, die, but I, like, there's nothing like the love you get from where you actually grew up. Like,
yes.
Where people saw you from small.
Yes. So after that, it was hit after hit. And so, you know what's interesting that you said is like the hunger, because it's one thing to have a hit and be one hit wonder, but it's wanting to keep giving it back to back. So your hunger was, what was the goal for you? Was it to, you needed to do this into the point where there's no going back, there's no, he used to have a hit and he went back. It was just hustle, like hunger.
Yeah, I've always felt like if you had that type of mindset, that there's no arrival. There's no there's no destination, really.
Right.
There's no where you are going. You keep going. There's no, I don't reach. Because destination, no day. If you have that type of mindset, Baba, you good. If you know how sad I was when I couldn't drop songs for like 9 months or something.
Because song choke.
I don't even brag with songs choke, because I feel like, if you be serious artist, songs, gas, choke.
So for you, It is not just about the fame. It is, this is my 9 to 5.
Now my work, now I had a job with this, basically, yeah.
I'm not about to be whining.
But what would you say made you this grounded? Because from what I hear, you are really grounded in your work, Aspire. This is a serious work for me. Mm-hmm. What are the values that made you this grounded? Was it advice from home, how you were raised, or just a personal conviction that, you know, I'm going to make this a career and it's not just fun and games?
That's why I said you have to appreciate, like, humble beginnings. Yeah. Like, there's no... You have to just believe that every situation you find yourself in this life is for something. Like, I don't know how to put it. Because my parents, like I said, I didn't have like a flamboyant upbringing. So there were so many things I heard, so many things I saw, so many things I don't want to do. So many, like my area, the way I grew up now, I don't see people where we say, I don't swear with my life. See, I don't want to be like this guy.
Yeah. Ever. Yeah.
And those kind of people come plenty for that side. So if you don't...
Which area you grew up in?
No, like just street hood kind. Yeah. Like people that are just...
lay about.
Wait till we go chop the next. Mm-hmm. Just, I know what you really want to...
Anything.
Want to buy a big house or nobody. And you can't really blame them because they don't see these things.
Yes.
Now, for Ireland, I see somebody gets, you know, there for the side where I grew up. Yes, so yes, go, yes. They bust my head and mm-hmm. I don't want to go back to it.
Okay. So, but do you ever get used to it? Because let me give you context, right? The more I get successful, I don't think that 13-year-old, that 14-year-old has really left me. I'm still that guy for Mori. But mm-hmm. it's just that these things are happening to me. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get used to it that I'm now Mayor Kun?
I mean, when I have to. Like, I feel like some places, I don't feel sure my reserve.
Yeah.
I gotta be
Mayor Kun.
Mayor Kun. Because if I start doing what mm-hmm. I really want to do, I'll lose value as that. Then I'll just be looking at you like... irregular, just mm-hmm. but most times it doesn't. I don't even see it because people yeah. I'm with, that people have been with since days of Gary and something. So we chop chicken today. Gary, you should even drink Gary tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
but it's so interesting that it feels like your guys from way back are still your guys till now. Like, I think that I don't know. You can correct me, but I feel like you have a very healthy balance of what Miyoku and Adewale is. I feel like there's an Adewale that is Adewale with his guys mm-hmm. and his brother and his family. Then there's the brand. Mm-hmm. How are you able to maintain both? Because I feel like this side holds you grounded and mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah. Sometimes, man, there are some situations I'm in and I feel like I think this being grounded to itself, you know, makes sense.
How so?
And sometimes, like, you miss out on stuff if you are like that. Like, there's some things I wouldn't do because of the kind of person I am. It's not because I won't do it to push music to. Because of who I am. I'm not, I don't know. That's just how I see it. So, you miss out on those things when somebody else is doing those things. And they are like, thriving on
right.
Johnson. But yeah, I will still do what I would not do.
Okay, let's talk about your time in DMW.
Yeah.
Even just staying in the house with the rest of the artists, and what was it like with you guys?
Yeah. You know that, if I've been honest again, because I like to be very honest,
mm-hmm.
the way we, the artists, the way we see living together and all those things, and the way the public view what we do. That, like, most times, people are saying something totally different from what is going on.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, saying stuff like DMW now, let's say, like, people just create some rivalry outside.
Yeah.
Boys, we all of us just
they chill,
they try also. The guy where they talk say, I better pass, he better pass. Me and I'm just sleep for this room or something. We just made a song together or something. So sometimes I felt like those things
caused
from like from outside. I could see some of it play out in like the way people now started like interacting with themselves, all those things. But at the end of the day, thank God we are boys though.
True.
If to say that like I don't want to mention all this. Like, you're gonna trench for every day going back to
no,
back.
But there's no thank God you brought that up because there's no way that's I mean it might seem like all the boys are cool, mm-hmm. but there's no way that there'll be constant comparison online
mm-hmm.
that it will not filter into the space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it sort of filter into the circle
a bit? I mean, me. Let me even say this, I haven't said it before. So I got into DMW 2016, myself and mm-hmm. Dremel. So over time, family starts getting bigger.
Right.
Who was the first person they signed after me and Dremel? Like right after me and Dremel. Who? Ah! Bro, anyway, David just signed like, I think he signed Peru Zona later.
Mm-hmm.
Peru on like 2019 or something. But anyway, at that point, that's like Peru's time. Peru, Edo West, I think as somebody mm-hmm. else. That time, oh my God, they were firing me from like everywhere, all this Twitter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when I got older, I knew that it was like, nah, no matter. But they fired me. Ah, oh boy, this one go. You know how they did? Twitter.
To trigger
you,
yeah.
Yeah, this one will be tapas 100%. This one, you know, Sammy. Yo, but
you don't read all those things.
I used to. I don't do all those things. I don't know if I remember the last time I said my name on one thing.
Right.
Anyway, so that time, the way it was getting to me, what I did was that, Omo, I told my guys, Omo, guys, Ginger, this one will be fight speed. Like,
may the best man win.
It's not even a best man, but you don't want it. Your own food no go disturb your own, but you don't want fire. Mm. You want the try stopping you. You self no good chopper.
Who was your best guy in that circle, excluding David? Like, who was your best guy from the new signees?
Oh no! You know times I've even now. Yeah. This signing now, you don't. There's another signing.
Yeah. No, but from your own sets, who be your guy at that time?
For my sets, now Dremel. Dremel was mm-hmm. the first person I met.
Yeah.
Then when I met Peru, like, cause at that time we don't come up. Nobody, we know they live together mm-hmm. again. Me, I don't do my side Peru. So, but over time, me and Peru too, we go along. But like I said, boys, you know that deep.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say now, a woman now, but you know that it wasn't that deep.
Tell me about your relationship with David. Davido.
Not so public.
But he's your guy.
Yeah. And I wonder why everybody wants me to lie.
So me personally as Temi-san, mm-hmm. I can understand why it's not that deep. I mean, the media would want to paint it as if he left the record label, yeah. So there has to be rifts.
Yeah, yeah.
But having met David, I realized that it's probably just a regular guy who would let you go when you want to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the... Is it like your guy, or like, this is just a work peel as far?
No. Like, how do I explain this? Contrary to what other people think, I have like one of the best relationships with him because I don't know, but I feel like he knows me and he understands the kind of person I am.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the kind, like if I invest for him now, he knows
what
like,
to do.
Just I'm not that difficult of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I'm not posting the video every time. Ah, yes. My best friend, yeah. Oh my something. Yeah. The relationship is not for you.
Yes.
You yeah. always forget that.
Mm-hmm. And you know, people always, you know, because of social media, right? And
yeah.
optics, people like to see that. Maybe if you deal with Davido for us for the 3 months because you know post time. You see, they don't fall out.
Yeah, yeah.
So all those times when they see all those drama for online, even if you don't see as they laugh, say that wow.
Yo, I can't even different ones though. Like different
What's
ones.
The craziest one you heard?
I don't know. Somebody said I can't remember. I was right in Banana Island. I was just dancing. David Day upstairs. Mm-hmm. Said something about Davido don't free Mayoko. Mayoko don't free Davido or something. Mayoko don't get pride or something. And this guy is like, too big. Like, if I go upstairs now and I snap your face with you with this, like, how you feel like this?
But why wasn't there any pressure on you to prove what the relationship was?
Like I said, I think everybody should be like that. I'll do what I want to do. Just if I don't, if I feel like it makes sense, I'll do it. If it doesn't make sense, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to know what to tell me that. I won't do it. But me and David, we don't see like every day. I don't know, maybe people post like throwback videos or something. Yes. Which I mean that you don't see David for Nigeria. Like straight 6 months. Do you understand?
No, it's always away, yeah.
You get it. Except when they post screenshot of video call. Or we can post our chat so you can do see when they talk every day. And I don't need that. But most people want to sell that
narrative
because it sells. Because it don't happen so many times. So it goes sweet if it happens to me.
No, but one thing I just picked up from what you're saying, and I really respect this, is that there's no pressure on you to gain clouds. And it feels like you're more focused on the music than the clout that comes from the music.
I've always said this. I don't know, the last interview I went to, and I told them that I like all the things that come with when you chase clout. Like, you know, when you chase, like, just keeping your name there. It gets to a point where you are just doing rubbish. Like, that, you don't forget.
With the make just where you come
put
from.
Put your name there.
Yeah.
You are doing rubbish, but maybe.
So it's good that you are this grounded, though. But let's be honest, like, in this space, people would do anything just to be relevant. Not because sometimes they're like that. It's because sometimes, if you just go to Twitter, one person will say, this boy not the hot again. So people will now do things
to be hot.
To be hot. but you know, that's what I'm saying. About hot boy.
That's what I'm saying. That hotness, you don't can't chase some, reach the point where...
You don't forget.
Say, normal you wake, if you check your moral compass, you see that is not really what you want, but because you want hot by force, like hot, and that hotness, that cloud hotness, no long.
Yeah, it's fleeting.
Yeah, especially when it's just one thing that music is for. Music is for life, bro. It's going. Jayco is still doing stadiums, and say he beat one baby mama one day. Now why he drop one song? So that I go, yes, song, like, I first go beat one woman first.
But I respect that. But speaking of this we just talk about now, is it that you don't get up to crazy things that can land on the blogs? Because to be honest, my brother, even when I was checking, like, I did, you know, sometimes it's not artist-generated scandal.
Yeah.
Sometimes you could just call me for what you did. Bam. Both artist-generated, both the one we meet you for what you did, there's none of Mayoko. Is it prayer from your mother? or it's just personal decisions to just live your life and do the music and that would be the only focus?
I've always been like that since I was a kid. I know they drag unnecessary wahala. No, because I know they drag wahala. The wahala where I feel like, say, you're supposed to drag this one, I go drag him. But coupled with the fact that I'm now a public person now, the wahala where I feel drag, you know, too much.
Yeah.
Except say I did find some like, except say I just want to get like, I recently had like a relationship something and I don't think it was anything that deep. Because if it was like I was actually looking for this cloud something.
Yeah.
I know what to do to get the news out there. So everybody start talking about one thing.
You just go front of this, just the hug, the kiss. You go, the repost, you go, have yourself go tire for content.
So, yeah, it's not like I'm running for it, bro. Mm-hmm. I move accordingly, I act.
Mm-hmm. I saw the video and I thought it was very cute.
What video did you see?
Wish of the of a surprise.
Oh, okay, because I want that. Now. But I messed up that day, though, because I wasn't even... Like, I don't get used to that kind of thing.
PDA.
That time. Mm-hmm. But now, I don't. But that time, if you check the video, the way I was looking there, it was not so nice. Mm-hmm. It wasn't so welcoming. And
Just the bone feeling.
Yoruba man. You know, people accept the feeling. Say, I'm in love. Oh. Not a Nigerian man problem.
I just didn't say, well, what did they happen for? It was all this cake and like roses for floor for balcony.
Nah, for instance, I know see you be local boy. Now where did they come from?
I'm tired the relationship almost ended that night.
No, but you explained to her that, you know, that's not what you're used to. Yeah. So, but I did new relationships in the work. So you're taking a break.
No, I'm taking it. I'm single. But not searching.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So are the other people that are searching for you?
See, eternity, people go search for the boy.
Energy.
But, you know, we stay with who wants to stay with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. We're moving. Let's set the record straight with, I mean, for people who don't probably understand that, you're moving out of DMW was peaceful, your contract had come to an end.
Yeah.
And it was time to walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you miss DMW?
I mean, I can't even say I miss them because I'm with them like every day. My last 12 hours was with DMW.
Right.
In fact, my last 24 hours because I was with them the day before them.
So there's an existing relationship, but it's just not.
Yeah, I just on paper. Need to clarify that.
Yeah.
It wasn't I understand how everybody wants it to go or right. How they think it has been.
How it usually goes. Yes,
just about the contract. And I'm not the only one. Maybe people, they always forget. Say, nobody we get contracts, we expire.
Right.
So, it's not like we are, and all of us still chill every time. It was at my EP listening like some days ago. Everybody, like all of us, even for, DMW 2.0, DMW, everybody. So, yeah, it's all of.
Let's talk about Snapchat.
Yeah.
I feel like Snapchat is an outlet for you. Yeah. The guy that you cannot be every other day.
That's my one.
Because I have seen some crazy videos. I'm just like, I know Sai is stupid. Now, my work with this to be stupid. But this boy stabbed me this almost passing.
Yeah.
What did happen when you do all those videos?
I don't, bro. I think we fell in love with Snapchat earliest time. Like the time, what year was that? Like 2016, 15. That was when I started using Snapchat.
Yeah.
Plus, I like the whole idea of disappearing messages. I'm a very spooky guy.
Of course.
You know, sometimes I just like you not remembering the last thing I sent to you.
Mm-hmm. Just so you clearly are sending a lot of messages on that Snapchat.
Hell yeah, that's what Snapchat is for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I fell in love with that old mysterious something, something that time. So then people started like, at some point, I remember it like affecting my, like my music numbers. I can tell where people are listening. It was just helping me at some point. So yeah, I still do though.
What do you think we did talk all those things for Snapchat?
Am I normal, regular? Say, people wait in my house, you know, they bust their head because they see it every day. It's just once I choose to push.
So what I'm thinking, what's a typical day in your house like with your guy? Like, first of all, your brother, your guys, all of them are always a day.
Yeah.
I've been to your house once and they play a video game. Some people, they catch crews. Some people, they laugh.
Every day. If you go there now, you have to say that, you know, so we say that you do that.
So when the music is not happening or you're not performing, you have a regular life with your family and friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that important for an artist of your reputation?
I don't think you can. I don't even think. I don't think it helps your creativity when you don't have like different people around, like different
family ideas. Friends.
Art is like a mix of different, you can't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So most times, even when we are chilling, the studio is set up and probably a beat is playing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Everything are music.
Right.
Everything. It's just, and I'm happy that the kind of people I'm with, they like music too. It's not like I'm forcing you because this is where we eat. That's what they want to do too.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Like that. Every day like that.
Amazing. Let's talk about new music that's coming up, right?
Yeah.
We've always known you to drop amazing music. Like, year in, year out, there's a hit. Like, it's not it had you to drop. You understand? But this is an EP right now. Well, why are you dropping an EP, first of all?
I was going to drop an album, though. But I just kept on recording. So right now, I have, like, 3 to 4 EPs and, like, maybe an album in the works. So I'm just choosing to drop this first. Plus, this particular EP fits in what I've been going through for, like, the past, like, roughly, like, 9 months.
What have you been going through?
Just life. Just interacting with human beings and seeing that they are not worth a penny.
Please elaborate.
Like, just human beings. Just
they don't show you
human people. Beings, man. And most people think it's a heartbreak. Like, yeah. Heartbreak. Heartbreak followed joint body, though.
Mm.
You get, but because I said 9 months.
Right.
Yeah, but I had one other crazy experience with, like, somebody that just messed me up.
Betrayal?
Something like that. And now, is this not a romantic relationship? It's just
friendship.
Platonic.
Yeah.
I just thought about if that person could do that thing at that time to me, everybody now zero. Because that was, like, one of, like, the closest people I had at that time.
I was going to ask, at this level, do you develop trust issues?
Always had it.
Aha, we're getting there now.
Mm-mm. Always had it. Like,
from childhood or?
From childhood.
It's what started that?
Maybe like when I was like 12, 13, like, I knew I had.
So you only took the trust finish.
Yeah, but funny enough, if I do a statistics of the times I'll be right like 90% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know that people with trust, I have trust issues. People with trust issues end up sometimes blocking out the good people that could have come in.
That's me now. That's what even landed me in that situation in the first place.
You finally said, let me try.
Yes, let me just, you know, go feel bad like that. Because I had somebody else I could have used for that thing.
Yeah.
That I've used countless times and I had, you know. But some, I don't know, man. Messed, like, I don't feel see human being.
The same again.
So there's a song I dropped, like, some days ago, Loki. That's what the song, people thought I was talking about heartbreak and something, but that was what the old song was about. So, yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Nah, fuck them.
Do you do therapy?
I tried it like 3 times, but I thought that woman.
Please get out. What's with that woman?
I don't trust her.
You don't go back again.
I don't trust her.
I swear. You know what I did?
I'd rather do it.
The episode before this one, a therapist. When she come here, she don't say, oh, she cannot therapize me because she knows me personally. But my ego meets her. I said, you know, I'm a star. So you want to carry my tea.
Talk my mother, say,
go give.
What? Come on, this baby. Yeah. This way. Instablog tomorrow like this. You don't see her. They say, heart's broken. I they sued you.
I swear. You know, I tell my friends, say, I fought on the therapists this last 2 years. I say, but I don't trust Nigerian therapists. Because if I go tell you my secret, like this, if, like,
nah,
I take my problem to Jesus. Like, I don't say God. Like, I say, God, please.
My therapy was Kenyan.
Oh. But why couldn't Kenyan, you trust her?
But the first, she knew me, first of all.
Yes.
From the call. Because when you feel the form, there's no...
Your Google and...
Yeah, you just put, like, your government name and everything. When she saw me, she knew me. Then me, naturally, to really talk my something with another person.
So you did hold back. Them.
So I just feel like from the third session, I haven't still said the thing that is doing me.
So who do you talk to?
I talk to my mom sometimes.
You trust her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about your relationship with your mom now that you're an adult and a superstar.
The best.
What do you guys, like, talk about?
So, let's say, like, things like, I really don't want to be talking about women stuff, but those are the type of, like, things like going through stuff with
women,
with a woman or something. My mom has the best. best reply, best answer, best anything. Woman matter. It's gone. There was something she told me that everybody be calm down. Maybe say I won't go to do. Mm-hmm. Just... But yeah,
I can tell that you don't trust anybody in life. In fact, you don't even trust me to safely guide you this. Like, it's been so hard for you to even drop the tea that I need. This is no, tea.
I talked to my brother too. Sometimes.
Oh yeah, I know that you have. Tell me about your relationship with your brother.
My brother is my twin.
He is actually, because when he first came inside and he greeted me, I look him. I say, oh, this is Freeman.
My brother has like, if my brain gets extended like memory cards, when if it fit in my head today. Like so many things, some things that we've even written, like let's say like years ago. I can be in the studio and he's singing one thing and I don't forget. And I mean, it's just I'm a walking diary. So.
Yeah. But how come you have a lot of people around you, but then it's only your brother that's really your ally? So you have a lot of friends that come around that are always in your house. How do you balance the boundaries?
I know they want to.
So even now, like, you know, I feel like you're the kind of guy that if he hang out with you for the next 3 years, but we understand our boundaries.
Yeah. You know when to. Yeah.
We know how to move.
Yo, maybe they taught us like that. I don't know. There was one of my guys that I brought to David's house that year. He stayed with us for a year. But there's the way the house is in Lekki. There's a ground floor, middle floor, and top floor. He never got to that ever till we left that place.
His decision or you guys?
Just reading the room, just knowing what's up. That's why I don't mess with so many people, because now I have to tell you.
Yes.
And telling you now is like disrespecting you.
Yes. Yeah.
Giving you shit. Yeah. So when I have to, when I already know that you don't really have that
emotional sense intelligence. On your own. Yeah. And I think it's a Lagos problem, because a lot of them don't understand emotional intelligence. They can cross your boundaries and it will cause a problem. But I mean, that's by the way. With all the things that have happened to you, what would you describe this phase of your life as? If this was a book, what chapter is it?
Definitely not the last chapter, too.
Obviously.
Yeah, like, but I'm just having fun now, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have, nothing's bothering me at this point.
Okay.
I don't have a, like I said again, I don't want to talk about like women, but I'm free of, like, I'm just doing me, basically. Human beings. My friends are my friends. I don't have new friends. I don't want new friends. Everybody go and see that.
Why?
For now.
So people, they try to audition for your friendship.
you want audition for friendship. If you come my audition, you don't go CC too. Audition for friendship.
But what does it take to be your friend?
I mean, that's totally on me, man. Not me. You decide. But most times, I don't spend time doing it, but I can tell when somebody's...
Yeah.
Not okay, or they are going to go for it the next 2 weeks or so.
That's good discernment.
Mm.
Mm. Where are you most free, Nigeria or abroad?
But not like, don't count London as abroad.
London is an extension of Lagos.
Yeah, don't count London, don't count some places
Paris.
In America. Don't count Paris. I landed Paris one time. Somebody just speak
Yoruba.
Igbo for my back like this. Say, my God, for Paris. I had to run into, like, there was a McDonald's right in front of I had to run into that place. Because I knew I was about to
get it.
As in.
Yeah. So are there countries that you land where you look left, look right, everybody's white? You're like, freedom at last.
I went to a place called Estonia.
Right.
Yeah. They never had like an Afrobeat show there before.
Wow. Never.
So I did the first one. For me, I was just even amazed to even see Nigerians in this place. I don't know where the thing is on the map. Never heard of it before. Where else? I went to Malta.
Right.
I performed in Malta. I was crazy too in Malta.
Mm.
Never been there. That was my first time too.
But what's your favorite city to actually just be yourself and be free?
I would have said London, but London, I have to be inside my apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like London a lot. A lot.
Why? Why do you like London?
It's just regular Niger is just that you're spending pounds.
Yeah, that pounds.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
It's like a mix. It's like they have, what's it called? They're not so... If they see, even if you be Michael Jackson, bro,
they will still maintain. You know, the British people are very.
They know stuck that up, they know who you are.
They respect you, but yeah, but they're day. Not, yeah,
yeah. Most artists like that kind of vibe.
They do.
Yeah,
you do. Not a lot of them.
Everybody likes me. They made they jump on them.
You know, first artists, you see, if you don't recognize, they go to foam. Like, say, they won't convert.
If I go like maybe African country, it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to civilize. I mean, people really act right.
Yeah.
That's how they will do. If, like, I don't want to know what you are.
So you prefer to just be in a space where they treat you like every other person. You're going to lunch and you're free. Nobody's hounding you.
I like to be able to switch.
Between.
Yeah, I like to be able to decide it by myself. Right. I don't want it to be like a condition they make me. I want it to be like, oh, I'm going to Mauritius just to have, I'm going to somewhere to be a superstar. I'm going to, like that. Like Jacob, basically.
Right.
Today is eating shawarma and something. Tomorrow is selling out a stadium.
That's good.
Yeah. No issue. Still get money, die. Like, what are you looking for?
Do you pray?
A little bit. A tad bit.
What do you mean a tad bit?
Nah, but I don't do,
Not like spiritual, but like, you just wake up in the morning and talk to God about your problems. And
maybe not all mornings though.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you wake up,
that's
I'm so sorry, God, man, but I can't say there's a time when you wake up and you don't feel like talking to God. Just, but sometimes the thing will even wake you up. It didn't even wake you up. You're not going to even give it chance to say straight to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
if you are now a spirit cuckoo, you catch up in the afternoon.
Even with spirit cuckoo, sometimes when I wake up, I go straight to Instagram. I don't play for there like 3 hours. I can't remember, say, oh Jesus, you're somewhere there. I can't do 5 minutes prayer back to the Instagram. I feel small guilt, but then my father understands.
That you even know, the fact that you even feel like that.
So, you know, the truth is that, and you know, this podcast, we always take it to church.
I know.
I think that is the problem. The problem is how we now see God. Like, because if you wake up for morning, you know, greet your papa, just go about your life. Then later, I can say, hi, daddy.
You know, see people, anyway, it's religion. So
it's religion, yeah.
Everybody, they do how they please with God, especially because you can't see.
Okay. I'll take that.
Mm.
Okay, so let's come back to the EP. Why is it called Love for Free?
Because at that time, I discovered and I said to myself that there's no love for free. Like, it's non-existent. There's nobody that loves anything for free.
Really?
Except Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's true. Sure. Unconditional love.
Yeah. Because Jesus Christ really died for people that they've not given birth to. That was still sin
against him. Even the ones that were stoning him at the cross, he said, Father, forgive them.
Do you understand?
Hmm.
But you see, we humans, whether it's subconscious, you know, we lie to ourselves. And if you ask your babe or your guy, say, oh, what do you like about me? You say, I love you for you.
Hmm.
Say that money I give you that day. Now they make this love the result for you.
No, but Mayo, people can actually just love you without...
You love me for my music. Mm. You love me for my personality.
For peace you of love my way they give me.
Something,
No, like
something must give. It's just, I don't know. You can't tell me that you love
So your parents, do you think they love you conditionally?
My parents, the condition is that they are the ones that give birth to you. And the condition be that and like blood.
So they are stuck.
Down. Yeah, but things like come on. Do you love anybody?
My own problem is that love has dealt it to us. So To love, now the love with, you know, that got the match break.
Yes, that's what everybody, that you get.
Yeah, but that's where you are too.
Yeah. Now experience could make you, and like I said, I just want to hammer it again. It's not just romantic.
Yes, no, generally.
It's not just romantic, like just dealing with human beings and falling out, all those things. Because I used to have like best friends that I just discarded everybody, man.
Yes, let's talk about that quickly. Like, you know, when people start getting famous, some friends will fall off. And those friends will think that, oh, it's because you become famous. What really happens with that dynamic? Is it that you grow past some certain friends or...
No, me, I honestly, with the set of people I've been with ever since, I don't think I really outgrew anybody.
Right.
But I drop people off once I feel like, first of all, we are not on the same
wavelength.
Then your moral compass is a little bit on the crazy edge, side for me. And I don't want you to be... I'm not even going to talk you out of not doing that to your crazy. I just don't want you to be...
To stay new.
Yeah. You get. So, me, I know I outgrew. It's the time I had... I made 20,000 naira from... That was like the highest money I got paid from the bank. And the time I got 30 million naira, I've been with the same
people.
The person we chop out of, the guy we chop Nkobi that night where I chop that 20K.
Still chop
now the same guy where I still give 2 million when I collect 30 million.
That guy didn't enjoy you.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't think I will outgrow you. You probably just
do something.
Some messed up.
Okay, so how many songs are in the EP now?
Five songs.
Which one is your best? Which one is so close to your heart that, you know, even when you're in the studio recording, you almost cry? See, not this song, but my song.
It should be Loki.
Right.
I don't know. That song, it just describes everything going on with me at that time.
Yeah.
It's like I made it for me. There are so many songs like that I have that I made the songs for me. But maybe because my management heard it or I mistakenly posted it on Snapchat, they worked on the song and we put it out and they became like certified Luna.
Yeah. I love that song.
I was talking about my predicament.
Hey, let's talk about that certified Luna because the lyrics of that song, everybody can relate.
I was talking about my... I always have women issues. I'm so sorry. Like,
really?
Yeah.
How come we don't know about these issues?
Exactly. Yeah. Because I would not deal with a woman that is
loud. But how can you, are you such a good judge of character that you can tell a woman that will cause problem for you?
I don't want to sit here and brag to you, Sha, but
you can
to a very large extent.
But your spec is not baddies who are on Instagram. You probably go for bank.
Bad.
No, wait, I feel like your spec will just get who they work for. Oil and gas, Total. What do you wear?
I never even dated with anybody of that. Oil and gas.
Are there baddies that just don't want to be out
being
the news?
I mean, I don't mind being with baddies though. But me and baddies, our relationship ends somewhere.
Just, okay, I know.
But yeah.
So what's your ideal type of babe? So that just in case...
I mess with people's minds a lot. So it's like, we have to talk. If you like me, be a banning, die anything. We have to talk.
Wow.
Once your reasoning and your something don't go that way, that's the point where I now decide what I want to do with you.
So it's always you who makes the decision to move into a relationship.
It has to be mine. Now, if I know that, okay, you are just on a flex speed. Mm-hmm. If I want to.
You can indulge.
But if the reason why I came here is to be serious and I'm already seeing all those baddie, it's cool. I mean, that's what you want to be right now. You probably changed something, but
yeah.
Gotta bounce.
Musicians like baddies. Which kind of musician you be?
But bro, I get baddies choke, but our relationship, like I said,
it ends
where it ends and they get it. That's why I like them.
Right.
But the ones that,
That's a good place to be. Tell me about your relationship with Sam Frank.
Ah. my first ever only manager.
Still
managing.
Why did I never break up?
I mean, now this label guy, like I said, this is about your mind.
Opolo.
Yeah. And what I mean about your mind, I don't mean you being a smart person or a sharp person,
mm-hmm.
of which it is, but just your mentality, basically. If it doesn't tally with mine, even if we work now, we go see crash, and I don't want to just go now before we start anything. But Sam, first time I met him, I didn't like him at all.
Why?
Just uptight guy, just the squeeze face. I don't know what happened. They said, because at some point, it was David that was managing me at some point, so he was picking mm-hmm. calls and everything. So he called Sam Frank to take me to some radio station or something. Do you know throughout the ride from the house to the radio?
Not one word.
I thought they looked at this one. It can never work. Like, there's no way this one is working. Let's just do this mm-hmm. interview and get out.
But when
I don't know. I think it was uploading. I don't know. Something shall happen. Shall we started clicking. David came to meet me that. Oh, now the person. And that time, bro, we were going through some crazy, like, reform or something mm-hmm. in DMW. So Sam was like the person that they assigned to me. And since then, one time, can I even remember the first time you laughed? Because that time, like, this guy has stone.
Let's say they go through life that time.
Wait till they happen. Baba laughs more. Wait till happen.
Because he's always laughing now, so I'm really surprised. I'm
pressed to connect that person. Like I said, maybe him too at that time.
Life, they deal with
the young guy. Bro, everybody just want
blue.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, before I let you go, how would you define success at this level now? What does success mean to you? And going forward, what's next for the brand?
I don't think success is I don't think it's a destination. Maybe for the type of thing I'm doing, like for music, you have to keep being successful. Yeah, success. Well, success, you come back on turn failure sometimes.
So it's a journey for you.
Like, you just have to keep going. I mean, I have it in my head. I have a point where I don't think, not like not make me, I'll make music till I die.
Mm-hmm.
But like actively chasing some number one, you know, like, I don't think you want to be doing that age of like 70 something.
And you plan to be in music for that long?
Like I said, to me, I don't know how everybody else is. Music is forever. Like, we go make music even when I don't get it. If we decide to make music, we'll make music. Like, music is, it's nobody's property. We'll keep on making music.
Fair
so,
enough.
Yeah, for me, I don't.
But that. So,
success is like, I have to, like. But like I said, I have pushing. A point where I must have done what I think I want to do. Then,
so the number one spot doesn't faze you anymore. So if you drop this song today and it didn't
and
do
it doesn't do number one. Bro, I've had number ones.
Like, exactly why, you know, you're such a hit maker that when you drop a song, you expect it to do well anyway.
Mm.
But if it doesn't, does it bother you?
I mean, it's like opening shop, but your man cannot say. Does it bother you? If it doesn't bother you, that's my answer too. But if I've been honest, some songs, it's not like you're talking down on the song, but you know the type of song that you made.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when David made Stand Strong. Don't you think he knows that this song is not a club banger? Do you understand?
Yes.
This song get purpose. If you don't enter number one, if you don't know, you're going to kill yourself because this one, he get as it be. And he give you unavailable.
Yeah.
You see, so it's not... People do... I'm guilty of it too, though. We kind of attach our emotions to, like,
our work. Yes.
Yeah. So sometimes you don't want to, you do another way to have.
No, it's hard to leave her because even me, I monitor this podcast sometimes.
As you should, though. But I'm just saying, like, because for artists now, sometimes you have one song because you've grown too much emotion to that song. Maybe some DJ ask you for the song, you know, give him. You ended up not dropping that song. Maybe when you even drop him, you didn't know. Jonathan,
yeah.
You don't, the song is not your brother. Let it go.
Well done. Well done. So what should Nigerians, what do you think this EP will do to Nigerians? What should you expect from this EP? How do you expect them to receive it? Because you made this EP like from your heart and mm-hmm. when you were at some point in your lowest point. So mm-hmm. what do you expect this EP to do or to be taken by Nigerians?
Nigerians to take them to my POV.
Yeah.
Of where I was all those times where they were saying, I'm not going to do the job, so I don't turn 6 months. Like, I get messages of somebody actually counting the time. Oh, the last time we dropped song, they count. I'm like, all those while. I made a snap to one time. So, show you, all of Natis, I just did my bed, just they sleep. Now I'm working out. But yeah, like I said, I wanted to see me as a human being that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I went through
a phase.
I had to come out of it like you would if you go through it. Then had, because different songs with different, like, everything has this tone. You see, if you listen to it, you see me at where I was at that time. When I did get issue with baby, you see, you see it from maybe just like a line or mm-hmm. two. When I had issues with one guy, you hear it. So yeah.
Thank you for coming on my show and thank you for sharing. Just can you help me sign out?
Yo, what's good, people? It's your boy, Mayor Kun, the Mayor of Lagos, right here and with Temesa. Watch this episode. You will learn. Don't play. Let's go.